What you'll be able to do after this lesson. Lessons 6 and 7 told one story. The deadly triad, function approximation plus bootstrapping plus off-policy data, is the failure mode of deep RL, DQN's three engineering tricks, replay buffer, target network, double queue learning, patch the off-policy and bootstrapping legs while leaving function approximation alone. That recipe works. This lesson tells the other story. Instead of patching off-policy data with engineering, stay near on policy by construction and clip how much the policy can change per update. The result is PPO, Proximal Policy Optimization, Shulman et al., 2017. Same goal as DQN, stable updates with function approximation. Totally different mechanism. PPO is the workhorse of modern RLHF. If you have ever interacted with a fine-tuned language model, the policy was trained with PPO or a close cousin. By the end of this lesson, you can explain why naively reusing on-policy data across multiple gradient steps breaks the unbiasedness argument of reinforce. Lesson 4. Write the important sampled surrogate objective that allows controlled reuse and the TRPO trust region constraint that bounds the policy change per step. Derive the PPO clip surrogate as the practical workhorse approximation to TRPO's constrained optimization. Compute the clipped objective for a worked example with positive and negative advantages, and identify where the gradient saturates. Explain why PPO won out over alternatives for RLHF, vocabulary action space, on-policy rollouts, simplicity of implementation. Recap, why you'd want to do this differently. DQN solved deep RL by adding engineering, replay buffer, target network, double queue, frame stacking, reward clipping. The recipe needs all of them. And the failure modes, if you skip anyone, are well documented. Two costs that DQN's recipe pays, discrete actions only. The argmax over actions is a brute force scan over the action space. With continuous actions, this becomes its own optimization problem. DDPG addresses this with a deterministic actor. But at that point, you have written half of an actor-critic algorithm anyway. Memory and bookkeeping. 1M transition replay buffer, target network copy, double queue logic, not heavy by 2026 standards, but real engineering. Policy gradient methods. Lesson 4, reinforce. Lesson 5, actor critic. Sidestep both costs. The policy is continuous and stochastic. The policy parameterized by theta can be a Gaussian over continuous actions, or a softmax over a large vocabulary. The policy gradient is an expectation, under the current policy, of the gradient of the log policy times the advantage. So far, so good. Except for the cost, every gradient update needs fresh trajectories sampled from the current policy. Throw the data away after one update. Sample efficiency is terrible. PPO is the question. Can you reuse on-policy data for a few gradient updates without it falling apart? The answer turns out to be yes, if you constrain how much the policy can change per update. The on-policy stability problem. The reinforced gradient is unbiased exactly when the trajectories were sampled from the policy parameterized by theta. If you collect a batch under the old policy, then take one gradient step to get the new policy, then try to take a second gradient step on the same batch. The second step is computing an expectation over trajectories sampled from the old policy of the gradient of log PNU times the advantage under the old policy, which is not the gradient of the true objective, J. The further the new theta drifts from the old theta, the worse the approximation gets. The fix is importance sampling. The true expectation under the policy parameterized by theta is, for the policy gradient case, the analogous correction at the pure action level gives the surrogate objective. Define the probability ratio R as the new policy probability of the action divided by the old policy probability of the same action. At the start, when theta equals theta old, R equals 1, and the surrogate equals the standard policy gradient objective. As theta moves, AR changes. The surrogate accounts for the mismatch via the importance ratio. The surrogate is correct when theta is close to theta old. The further theta drifts, the worse the variance of the importance-weighted estimator becomes. You cannot let the policy change too much per gradient step. That is the stability problem PPO solves. TARPO, solve it with a hard constraint. Trust Region Policy Optimization, Shulman et al., 2015, was the first practical algorithm to address this. The TARPO update solves a constrained optimization. The KL constraint says the new policy must be close to the old one in expected KL divergence, with threshold delta, typically 0.01. TARPO works. It is also annoying to implement. You need to compute the natural gradient using a conjugate gradient solver, with a backtracking line search to enforce the KL constraint. Reference implementations exist, the OpenAI baselines spinning up, but the algorithm has 50 to 100 lines of subtle linear algebra. PPO is the question. Can you get TARPO stability without the linear algebra machinery? PPO. Replace the constraint with a clip. PPO replaces TARPO's hard KL constraint with a soft penalty baked into the objective itself. There are two PPO variants in the original paper. The one everybody uses is the clipped surrogate, where epsilon is a hyperparameter, typically 0.2. Take this objective apart piece by piece. The inner clip keeps the ratio R if it lies within 1 minus epsilon to 1 plus epsilon, otherwise it returns the nearer boundary. With epsilon equals 0.2, the boundaries are 0.8 and 1.2. The outer min picks between the unclipped surrogate, R times the advantage A, and the clipped version, the clipped ratio times A. The intent? The clip should kick in when it would dampen an overeager update, but not when it would encourage a beneficial one. Pull this apart by sign of advantage. Case 1. 1. A greater than zarzo. Oh, good action. The policy gradient wants to increase the policy parameterized by theta, which increases our two regions. When R is at most 1 plus epsilon, the policy hasn't moved too much. The clipped objective equals R times A, the standard surrogate. Gradient encourages further increase. When R is greater than 1 plus epsilon, the policy is trying to push R past the trust boundary. The clip caps the ratio at 1 plus epsilon, so the clipped term is 1 plus epsilon times A. The min picks the smaller of AR times A and 1 plus epsilon times A. Since A is positive and R is greater than 1 plus epsilon, the smaller is 1 plus epsilon times A. The objective saturates there. The gradient with respect to R is 0. The clip is locally constant. So no further update happens for this action this epoch. Case 2. A less than 0, bad action. The policy gradient wants to decrease the policy parameterized by theta, which decreases R. Two regions. When R is at least 1 minus epsilon, the standard surrogate, the clipped objective equals R times A, which is negative. Gradient encourages further decrease. When ER is below 1 minus epsilon, the policy already moved too far down. The clip floors the ratio at 1 minus epsilon, so the clipped term is 1 minus epsilon times A, more negative than R times A, since R is below 1 minus epsilon and A is negative. The min picks the smaller, more negative value, 1 minus epsilon times A. The objective saturates there. The gradient with respect to R is 0, so no further decrease this epoch. The asymmetry that prevents over-rewarding bad updates. Notice the design. For a good action, the min caps the upside of pushing R far above 1. For a bad action, the min caps the upside of pushing R far below. 1. In both cases, the optimizer is rewarded for moves toward the right direction up to the trust boundary, and the reward saturates beyond. The policy cannot earn more credit by overshooting. This is approximately what TRPO's KL constraint achieves, without the KL constraint. PPO trades mathematical purity, a hard, principled constraint, for engineering simplicity, a clipped scalar. Empirically, it works almost as well as TRPO and is much easier to implement and tune. Worked example: compute the clipped objective for a single state action pair. Suppose you collect one transition, SA, under the old policy. After collecting trajectory data and fitting a critic, you compute the advantage under the old policy for this state action pair as A uxle plus one, a good action. You take one gradient step toward the new theta. The new policy at state S differs from the old. Compute the clipped objective for various values of R, the new policy probability over the old policy probability for the action at states, with epsilon equals 0.2. For A equals plus 1, the objective rises linearly with R up to 1.2, then flattens. Gradient is 0 for R above 1.2. No matter how far the optimizer pushes R, it gets no more than 1.2 credit per epoch. Now suppose the advantage under the old policy is 1, a bad action. For A ulsor 1, the objective floors at 0.8 when R drops below 0.8. The gradient is 0 in that region, so the optimizer stops trying to push R further down. Note the asymmetric behavior in the rows where R is above 1.2. The unclipped term minus R is more negative, so the min picks it. The clip does not cap losses from increasing R for a bad action. It only caps the reward for decreasing R beyond the trust boundary. The asymmetry is the design choice that makes PPO work. The optimizer can still register losses from clearly bad moves, a bad action whose probability went up. It just cannot earn rewards from overshooting in either direction. This is why PPO is conservative without being timid. The PPO training loop. The key insight: after the k-epochs of inner loop optimization, theta and theta old have drifted apart, but only as far as the clip allows. The next iteration starts fresh with new on-policy data. The important sampling approximation never gets pushed past where it stops being reliable. Hyperparameters that matter: K, number of epochs per batch, typically 4 to 10, epsilon, clip parameter, 0.1 to 0.3, N, time steps per iteration, problem dependent, and the GAE lambda, typically 0.95 from lesson 5. Why Pooh became the RLHF workhorse? RLHF, reinforcement learning from human feedback, is the technique behind the canonical post-training recipe for modern fine-tuned language models, with InstructGPT, Ouyang et al., 2022, as the published reference example. Methods now vary across systems. Claude's published alignment uses constitutional AI, RLAF, AI-generated preferences. DPO and GRPO have emerged as direct preference or grouped PPO successors to the explicit reward model plus PO sandwich. The canonical InstructGPT setup. Reward model. Collect human preference data. Prompt, response A, response B, which is preferred. Train a reward model on prompt and response pairs to predict the preferences. Freeze it. Policy optimization. Treat the language model as a policy, the policy parameterized by theta. Optimize against the frozen reward model with PPO. PPO is the right algorithm for this for several reasons. Vocabulary-sized action space. Each token choice is an action over the full vocabulary, 50k to 250k tokens. DQN's argmax over actions is infeasible at this scale. On-policy data is easy to collect. Generate completions, run them through the reward model, optimize. No replay buffer needed. Limited off-policy reuse is the right trade. Generating a full completion is expensive. autoregressive decoding. Doing a few PPO epics on the same batch amortizes the rollout cost. Trust region matters for safety. RLHF is fine-tuning a pre-trained model. Letting the policy drift far from the pre-trained distribution is exactly the failure mode that produces reward hacking. The policy finds adversarial responses that score high on the reward model but read as nonsense to humans. The PPO clip keeps the policy near the pre-trained distribution, which constrains reward hacking. In practice, RLHF uses a KL penalty against the original pre-trained model in addition to the PPO clip. The loss is the clipped objective minus beta times the KL divergence between the current policy and the pre-trained model. The clip controls how far theta moves per epoch. The KL penalty controls how far theta moves over the entire fine-tuning run. Lesson 13 covers RLHF as its own topic. Other modern RL algorithms in the same family, group relative policy optimization, GRPO-PO, used in DeepSeek R1, are variants of the PPO core idea, sometimes dropping the value network and computing advantages from group relative ranks. The clipped surrogate persists. Common pitfalls: setting epsilon too high. With epsilon equals 0.5, the trust region is wide. The policy can move a lot per epoch. The important sampling approximation gets unreliable. You are back to vanilla PG with extra steps. The original PPO paper recommends epsilon between 0.1 and 0.3. Too many epochs, K. After the first epoch, the policy has shifted. The surrogate is now an approximation to an approximation. Beyond K around 10, the approximation degrades quickly. Most implementations use K equal 4 to 10. Forgetting the entropy bonus. Without the entropy bonus, the policy collapses to deterministic too quickly and stops exploring. The original paper used an entropy coefficient of 0.01, confusing PPO with TERPO. TERPO is the constrained optimization version, hard KL bound, conjugate gradient solver. PPO is the clipped surrogate version, soft, easy. Both are by Shulman et al. Both work. PPO is the practical workhorse. Reading the min as a regularizer, it is not. The min is what makes the asymmetric clipping behavior work. Cap the upside, not the downside, so the optimizer still registers losses on clearly bad moves. Why this matters when you use AI? PPO is the algorithm behind the RLHF in every major fine-tuned language model since 2022. When you use an instruction-tuned model, the policy that decides which token to emit was optimized with PPO, or a close variant, against a reward model trained on human preferences. The clipped surrogate is what keeps the fine-tuned model from drifting too far from the pre-trained distribution. Without it, RLHF would produce reward hackers that game the reward model and produce gibberish to humans. The L6, L7, L8 arc gives you the full picture of why DeepRL took its current shape. L6 named the deadly triad as the failure mode. L7 was the off-policy resolution, DQN, engineering tricks that patch each leg. L8 is the on-policy resolution, PPO, avoid the off-policy leg by construction, clip how far the policy can move per epoch. DQN was the algorithm that proved DeepRL could work in 2015. PPO was the algorithm that made it actually useful for production systems by 2017, and it remains the workhorse today. When picking an RL algorithm for a new problem, the dispatch table from Lesson 3, P vs. V versus Q vs. A vs. P, names what to estimate. The L7 versus L8 contrast names how to keep the gradient stable, off-policy reuse with DQN's engineering, or near-on-policy with PPO's clip. Modern hybrids, SAC, blend both. The contrast is the right way to understand why. What you should remember from this lesson: PPO is the on-policy alternative to DQN's off-policy engineering. Same goal, stable updates with function approximation. Different mechanism. The important sampled surrogate, the expected probability ratio times the advantage, lets you reuse on-policy data for a few gradient steps. The approximation degrades as theta drifts from theta old. TRPO enforces the trust region with a hard KL constraint. PPO replaces it with a clipped surrogate. The expected minimum of R times A and the clipped ratio times A, typically with epsilon each osoy 0.2. The clip's asymmetry for good actions, A positive, reward saturates above 1 plus epsilon. For bad actions, A negative, reward saturates below 1 minus epsilon. The optimizer still registers losses on clearly bad moves, the unclipped tail when A is negative and R is above 1 plus epsilon. PPO is the RLHF workhorse because vocabulary-sized action spaces make DQN infeasible. On-policy rollouts fit the auto-regressive generation pattern, and the trust region constrains reward hacking by keeping the policy near the pre-trained distribution. Next lesson. Model-based RL, the P branch of the L3 dispatch table. Instead of estimating PI or Q directly from data, learn a model of the dynamics, the probability of the next state given the current state and action, and use it for planning. Lessons 9 and 10 cover the two halves, learning the model and planning with it.